GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Deb, you've made arrangements for the Commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development to dial in, and Heather Johnson is in Norridgewock this morning. She's right on line three to talk with you and me and GHRT.
Good morning, Commissioner Johnson. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you with us. Lots going on, as you well know. We're here this morning to provide as much information as we possibly can for Maine small businesses. As a commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development, let's just start with, what message do you have for Maine businesses impacted by COVID-19?
You know, I think our key message is we, you know, certainly understand there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of uncertainty. We are trying to put public health first, and then as closely behind that as we can, find as many resources and support mechanisms for businesses to be able to continue to operate safely and or to have support through a process of some downtime.
Commissioner Deb lined up the Small Business Administration, Finance Authority of Maine. They've given us some ideas on how you or they might be helping small and mid-range businesses. What can the DECD do for small and mid-range businesses at this time?
Right now, those are the primary lending support actions. Our team is working with businesses who think they have alternative ways to operate, find resources to do that. So ways for them to work remotely, differently, potentially. We actually have some businesses that are retooling, like Flowfold, to provide solutions for the current issues. And so we're helping them kind of streamline their path to approvals for those types of things. So there are a number of things that our team is doing. And certainly right now we're responding to a lot of inquiries around this essential versus non-essential and what are the expectations.
I have a question for you because I just received this email 1 minute ago. Is it possible to find out the best contact for those manufacturing companies in Maine who want to transition to producing PPE? I'm assisting a small manufacturing company. Is that something DECD could help with?
It is. And actually, Deb, if you want to just refer them directly to me, we have a task force working in partnership with the University of Maine and Maine Extension Manufacturing Extension Partners and DECD to try to figure out what is it that is needed, what is it companies can safely do that will get approved and be able to be used, because some of this stuff has to be approved in a way that hospitals can use it, and so there's a streamlining for that process as well. If you want to send those to me, that would be great.
Commissioner, we're one or two paychecks away from maybe having an empty pocket. Time is of the essence. How nimble is the department, your department, in being able to help process these changes?
You know, it is absolutely the priority right now, getting businesses into the best place that they can be. So I would say we're pretty nimble. Commissioner Ann Head and the Department of Professional Licensing and Regulation has been incredibly helpful at finding ways and paths and evaluating processes quickly as well. So I think the administration has lined up to do this as effectively as possible.
Businesses have a lot of questions right now, and one of the great resources that DECD offers is Business Answers. Could you speak to that?
I can. What we have is a group of people that are there and available to answer very specific questions for any individual business. What their position might be, what their needs are, what their situation is, so that they can, work through that. And there's a whole line of whole group of people that are answering those calls. And as you would expect, we're getting a lot of them, but we're doing the best we can to respond to them as quickly as possible.
At the invitation of our guest co-host, Deb Newman of Bangor's Region Chamber of Commerce, this is Maine's Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Heather Johnson. Heather, a listener writes to us, they don't have a specific in mind, but they wonder about projects that were in the pipeline before COVID-19 reared its ugly head in the state of Maine. Are those projects on hold?
So, Rick, I guess if the question is there are projects that are like in permitting or other already existing processes, those continue to move forward. That those teams are continuing to evaluate those projects to the extent that those teams need to be kind of rapid response for an immediate need. They are, but in general, those teams are a little bit different and are able to kind of continue that work.
Yeah, and we've all had to respond to this very quickly and very rapidly. And kudos to your department, the governor's office, the departments at state government who have really rallied to recreate yourselves quickly to respond to this crisis. Where can people get the best, most current information? That's a challenge that I know many have, is wondering where to go to find out the latest.
Yeah, so Deb, on our website, it's maine.gov/DECD, and that will have links to Maine CDC, links to Maine Department of Labor. I think Commissioner Fortman's coming on in a little bit. Links to business resources and the contact information for Business Answers if people have direct and immediate questions, and a list of kind of essential, non-essential business information. So that's all available on our website.
Any advice you have for businesses with the way that they have been looking to expand? Is now the time for them, Heather, to continue to look down that road? Are there opportunities here?
I think there are opportunities. You know, what we would encourage people to do is think about kind of safety first and public health first, but also as opportunities arise, you know, a lot of times there will be opportunities that come as part of this, and we want to work with them on capitalizing on that for sure.
What are some of the common questions you're hearing from businesses when they're contacting your department?
In some cases, they just want to talk through their current situation, right, and have somebody kind of be able to listen and help there. A lot of it is about operating capital and how to access operating capital and what those resources are, so we're able to put that out. I mean, businesses are worried about their employees, and so we're getting a lot of those types of questions as well. And then, you know, in really good Maine fashion, right, a lot of them are saying, how do we help? What can we do? We can do this, or we have the ability to do that, or we can retool and do this if you need us to. You know, in these moments, right, it's always the light in these moments are the people that step into those spaces and really want to help. And I've been overwhelmed at the response for that as well.
And we're hoping your department doesn't become overwhelmed. It sounds as if you're spending part of your time counseling psychologically the people calling you, and also counseling them economically, Heather.
You know, I think good state government and good leadership in these moments are calm and are a good sounding board for people who need it, and we are happy to be that.
Well, we're lucky to have you again, Commissioner Heather Johnson, DECD, Maine Department of Economic and Community Development. And one last time, website, best place to get more information?
maine.gov/DECD.
And Commissioner, before we let you go, we're going to ask you the WVOMFM.com question of the day, as we're asking all of the guests this morning. How long do you think it will take for Maine's businesses to economically recover from the COVID-19 pandemic? Weeks, months, years? Not sure. What do you say?
You know, I would say I'm not sure at this point, and I don't want to speculate. I think right now we need to stay focused on what we can do today and how we support and keep people as strong as we can in every given day.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.